You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Happy weekend. It is the Best Bits. This is part one, and I am Morgan, and this weekend I'm joined by none other than y'all's favorite person to hate, Lunchbox.
I don't think anybody likes to hate me. I think everybody acts outraged, but secretly like, oh, he's my favorite. I want to be just like him. He's my idol. And I mean, I get every day I get messages saying, you're my idol, my hero, my... You know, everything. And so I don't ever get any hate messages.
Well, listen, I had to concise it to like a phrase. I couldn't, you know, say all of that as like a phrase. And that was the best I came up with. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got one person in the last 5 years on social media that says they hate me.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you think? just don't go to the show Facebook page. You'll be fine.
Or don't go to my Twitter page or my Instagram page or my Be Real page or my...
You remember the TikTok I made you do of the mini violin playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did great. People loved it on TikTok. They're like, funny. Oh, and there, lots of controversy in the comments.
That's really funny. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, people, they send hateful messages and I'm laughing at them because I'm just like, I feel sorry for those people. But yeah. I honestly don't even read that many because I don't check social media very often.
Do you think there's anything that you hate as much as some people don't like you?
No.
Like anything in the world.
No.
Right?
I don't think I hate anything. I mean, I just don't, I don't hate a lot of things. Well, I do hate a lot of things. I hate tomatoes. I hate mayonnaise. I hate
ranch.
So maybe
you hate those as much?
I mean, ranch is pretty, I mean, it is the most disgusting thing in the world.
Okay, like, we're going to go with ranch. Ranch is the comparable one that you hate as much as other people may hate you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang. That's a lot of, I don't even like using that word. So
but
they
hate
to come
me.
Here,
here's
one.
What's great is they hate me, but when they see me, they fangirl. They fangirl hard. Even guys,
I did,
too.
Listen, I did see you this week. Yep.
Oh, I hate you. Yeah, right. You want my autograph. You want my picture. You want to hang it on your wall. You want to be me. Hey, welcome to the Best Bits. Glad to be here.
Well, I didn't mean to go hard at you at the beginning. That was just my phrase that I came up with. And speaking of you, we have coming in at the number 7 spot. This is ironic that this conversation kicked us
off. Isn't it ironic? Oh, on your wedding day, when you all you need is a knife.
No rhythm. And I don't think that's how that goes.
It goes, isn't it ironic? The rain on your wedding day.
Yeah, it's not anything about a knife.
You have 5,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
That is a song.
I'll believe you. But
you never heard that song?
I've heard the song, but I think I've
Do you know who sings
heard
it?
That. Isn't it ironic? No, who sings it?
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. See? Music knowledge dropped.
Okay, well, coming in at number 7 was the behavior therapist that called in and wanted to talk to Lunchbox and, you know, potentially, like, set up a situation where Lunchbox has a contract on the show. And
I have never heard of a more scam job in my life, I think. I mean, that and a psychic and a fortune teller and a palm reader and a tarot card reader.
Well, behavior therapists, they do go to college lunch. No. I think there is an actual degree in this.
Okay, great. A degree in giving your opinion on how someone should behave, because guess what?
No, it's based on, like, psychology and science and a lot of facts.
No, it's not. What is the proper way to act? Are you allowed to run in the grocery store?
Oh, my goodness.
No, my question.
I don't think that's, like, psychology. I think that's just, like, laws. I think there's a difference.
No. She's saying how you should act. It's all about how she wants me to act. Mm. If you go to two households, you watch the kids. Parents let different kids do different, like, their kids do different things. So are they both wrong? Who's right?
My guess
it's
is
all
she's going
opinion.
Off, I think she's going off, like, social norms would be my potential
but
guess.
What makes that correct?
I don't know. Listen, I'm saying that's why I'm saying the psychology and science is where that comes in. And she's like, this is basically, like, think of it this way.
Hey, you know what we should do right here? Play the alarm. Scam alert! Scam alert!
If somebody's socially awkward, you might bring in a behavior therapist to help them adjust so they don't feel so socially awkward. So maybe that's in that same category, but with, you know, mean behavior. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I just feel like it's like someone's opinion on how you're supposed to act.
Okay. Well, this is what came in at number
like
7.
Like teachers in high school. Some of them let you walk around and talk, and other ones were like, you have to stay in your seat. Don't talk to anybody. It's like, well, who's right?
It is an interesting perspective to give that. I don't think they're a scam. They do actually go to school for it. It's not like psychics don't actually go to school, and I don't know that that's a scam either. But I'm saying, like, there is a college degree here that happens with behavioral science and behavioral therapists.
Yeah, I just don't understand. She wants to inflict her rules on me, not my rule. Like, who says her rules are right is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, that's what came in at number 7, because people on Facebook were having a lot of things to say about it, and it was a very hot topic on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's a good store.
Yeah. Hot topic.
I've never been in that place, I don't think.
Spencer's.
Oh, Spencer's legit.
Yeah. They're similar categories.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to get your opinion on this. A tipping scenario. Okay. I went to a brand new restaurant.
Oh,
in town,
great. Here we go.
And I just need to know what you would have done. That's the question here, okay? So I'm gonna set it up for you and you gotta tell me what you would have done. Went to a new restaurant in town, and it took them 20 minutes to come to our table after we sat down. And then I got their wrong drink delivered.
Oh.
And then it took them over 45 minutes to give us our food. And then when the receipt was given, there were things that were on there that weren't supposed to be on there. And that was like so what should have been like maybe an hour, we were there for 3.5 hours in time total. The waitress or the waiter that we had was really kind, and he, like, was...
Yeah, really kindly bad. Really kindly bad. That's what I would have said.
And I think a lot of it was out of his control.
No, bringing you the wrong drink is not out of his... waiting 20 minutes to come to your table, not out of his control. That is all under his control.
Okay, well, that's what happened. What would you have tipped at the end of this dinner?
Oh, man, I don't know. It would have been really low, and I would have been like, yo... This tip is low, just like this place is slow. Boom. That's what I'd have wrote on the receipt.
Oh, you would have wrote that. You would have gave a commentary.
Commentary. Mm. You would let them know what is wrong.
Mm. That's true. But you wouldn't, like, factor in the fact that the kitchen was busy, that the server was really kind. He brought shots over to help with the scenario.
Great. A shot doesn't help make up for 3 hours and 45 minutes waiting for food.
Okay.
That doesn't make up for it. You want to bring me over a bill with nothing on it? That may make up for it. That may make me feel a little bit better. But
if you had a bill with nothing on it, would you tip?
Yeah, you tip a little bit.
Okay, so you'd leave something.
Yeah.
A little something.
But I don't know how you would if you don't have cash. Then you're kind of screwed.
Oh, yeah. Then you can't tip.
No, then you're just like, hey, man, thanks. I'll get you next time.
You wouldn't make him, like, charge like a dollar or something and tip on that? Oh, have you never done that?
No. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you could be like, hey, just buy, like, I don't know, some 60-cent ranch or whatever. And they put it on there and then you can tip on
that. I wouldn't buy ranch.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you can buy a sauce. You know, sometimes okay, places I can buy a sauce. Charge for sauces.
Yeah, which is yeah, all right.
Old man lunchbox was about to come out. But I ended up tipping 25% on that tab.
You are so... Why do people...
I felt really bad for the waiter.
Why do people do this?
You could tell he was very stressed out and very much regretful of the whole situation.
He's regretful that he was doing a bad job. Like, that's what he was regretful for. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why people feel the need to tip for bad service.
Well, like, listen.
Like that doesn't make that doesn't compute in my head that, hey, you're doing a really bad job today. Let me give you extra tip.
Well, what if he was also having a really bad day on top of it and there's other things going on and I didn't want to make his day even worse?
Well, he made your day worse. Like, he made your day worse. So why are you going to reward him for that? It's like saying,
welcome,
hey, man,
to my life, lunchbox.
Thanks for spitting in my food. Here's an extra $20. Like, what are we doing?
I know. I don't know. I felt really bad for the guy.
Okay.
You know?
Good for you. I'm glad you tipped him.
Yeah. But I want to know what you would have done. Oh, yeah. So thanks for letting me know.
That's it. Docking the tip.
Docking. But you would have left a little something, just not.
It just depends. But 3 hours, 45 minutes, man. I don't even know if I'd have stayed.
Yeah. I had a really pretty drink, though. It was in a little flamingo glass cup.
Oh, man, that makes it all worth it, guys, the flamingo cup.
We also had Taylor Hicks stop by the show this week, and Bobby was totally geeking out over this one because he has loved him since he won American Idol back in 2006. So this interview was
dang, he was back in 2006?
Yeah, 2006 is when he won American Idol.
I was just a young pup then.
How old were you in 2006?
20, well, how many years ago was that?
There's a lot of math that's being done in Lunchbox's head right now. 2006.
What are we in now?
We're in 2023.
So in 2023, I'll be 42.
We'll get there. You can do this.
So when he won Idol?
Yeah.
42 minus.
We can do this. I believe in you.
We're in 23. Mm-hmm. So that was 17 years ago, so 15 years ago.
Guys, we're getting there. I promise. Do you want me to use my calculator?
Hold on. How old am I now?
How old are you now?
So I'd have been 25.
You'd have been 25. Okay. I would have been 15, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I'd have been 25 when he won Idol. Is that right? No, that can't be right.
I think that's right.
That is right.
Well, I'm 29, and how old are you?
Well, wait. Or was I 20? Right. How old am I now? 41.
Yeah, and I'm 29, and I was 15 in 2006.
So we're not 10 years apart. When do you turn?
We're 11 years.
Yeah, because Idol usually ended in May, mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to think.
Okay, it's not that, it's just like a general age, Lunchbox.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, if it was two, I was born in 81.
That math took you almost 2 minutes to figure out.
Well, I was trying to come up with the exact, because it was ended in May, so I was trying to figure out what.
Mm-hmm. But it was back in 2006 that he won Idol, and he stopped by the show, and he performed.
I still don't even know if my math was right.
Listen, we're just going to roll with it because, like, it already took you 2 minutes.
Was I 24?
I don't know, Lunchbox. You're asking me like I was around then.
Well, you were. You were 15.
But I didn't know you then.
I know. So I was born in 81. So to 2006, that's 25 years later, right?
Sure.
No, that's not 25.
Okay, you just keep thinking about it. We're gonna keep moving on, okay?
No, it is 25 years later. But then it was in May, so I'd have been 24.
So Taylor Hicks performed his song Porch Swing on the show, and it was really good. You can check out that performance at bobbybones.com. But I want to talk about some TV movie recommendations. So, Lunchbox, you got any?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah? Anything you've seen recently that you loved or hated?
I watched Sing 2.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Did you like it?
I liked Sing 1 better.
Yeah, that most of the time that's the case.
Yeah, I was like, all right, it's good, but it wasn't as good as Sing 1. It was enjoyable.
Did you ever watch Zootopia?
I did.
Okay. Those two are like comparable for me.
Yes. It was good. It was enjoyable. My kids like it. Mm-hmm. And they really liked the part at the very beginning when the guy gets all wet and then he goes into the bathroom and he does the dryer and he comes out and his hair is all crazy. And they always like, Dada, can we watch the crazy hair again? Can we watch the crazy hair again?
They just want to watch that scene on repeat.
And they don't like, well, I can't ruin the movie. So there's a couple parts they like, Dada, I don't like this part. Fast forward it. It's scary.
Oh, they're at that point where things are like kind of scary, but not totally.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially my 4-year-old, my now 3-year-old, he doesn't really get scared. He's just like, oh, he laughs. And then he's like, all right, I don't like this movie. And he walks away. But he never
at
tells
least
me.
He knows to walk away.
He never fast forwards. He doesn't ever say, oh, this is scary. He's just like, all right, he gets bored. Mm. And, but yes, he like, they like the, oh, can we watch the crazy animals sing?
So how many times have you watched Sing 2?
Oh, man. We watched it for the first time. Well, what's crazy is I wanted to watch something different. So I looked it up and it was, you had to rent it. And then like the next day it was on Netflix.
Mm.
And I was like, dang it, I paid $3.99.
Hey, $3.99 is better than like $15.99.
You're right. We probably watched it about 10 times in the last 2 weeks.
All right, it's on repeat.
And yeah, it's on the repeat. So yeah, that's what I watched. And another one I watched is Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Pepsi, Where's My Jet?
Yeah, it's a four, I think it's four part.
Wait, I thought you were giving me a quote. That's what it's called?
Yeah, it's a documentary.
On what?
Netflix, maybe.
Okay, about what?
All right, let me check. Pepsi, oh, and I do.
About Pepsi?
Yeah, it's about Pepsi. And they do this ad campaign back in the 90s. I think it was 90s.
I'm going to have my mom watch this because she worked at Pepsi for several years before she
went into real estate. Yeah, it's on Netflix. And they have this ad campaign where you collect Pepsi points. And they offer all these things.
So was it kind of like the McDonald's Monopoly game in a way?
Kind of.
Okay, because I don't remember Pepsi points. I remember the Monopoly game at McDonald's.
Yeah, it was like a booklet, and it was like, oh, if you get 500 points of Pepsi points, you get a hat.
Oh.
And all this, and so it's
okay. That's a lot of Pepsi to be drinking.
It's very interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting.
I genuinely think this is about the time that my mom was working there.
Yeah.
In the 90s, I believe. That was like her thing, because it wasn't until I was a little bit, like 5 or 6 maybe, that she went into real estate.
Okay. So maybe she was still there. Maybe she wasn't. But it's pretty wild. It's a good little
documentary. What do you give it? What do you rate it?
I give it 4 Pepsi cans out of 5.
Okay, that's high. And you said it's like a 4-part documentary?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty like, ooh.
Like, give me 3 adjectives to describe it.
What's an adjective?
Like, if it was funny or scary. That's an adjective.
It wasn't scary. Interesting.
Okay.
Frustrating.
Ooh.
Annoying.
Okay. Solid adjectives.
Thank you.
And now I'm more curious. Now that you gave me 3 things, and now I'm like, those are so different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it. So you watched Sing 2, and then it was the Pepsi documentary the follow-up.
Pepsi, Where's My Jet? That's it.
All right. Solid. Any others?
No, I just finished Real World Ride or Die, or the challenge Ride or Dies.
Is that live? So it's not like a show that you binge?
Right. It's a live one. I record it on MTV every week or watch it on.
You record it? You still have cable?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have to. Mm. You got to get all the channels, man.
Mm. Interesting. I haven't had cable for like 3 years.
Yeah, but like what happens if I miss Real World or the challenge? How do I watch it?
I would imagine it's probably on MTV's like TV app.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I can do that.
Like, I think you could still watch it without cable, but I don't think you could watch it live.
Right. But I'd have to wait a day or two for it to get up.
But it sounds like you're recording it anyway.
But usually we record it and watch it that night. Like, we just don't want to watch. We want to fast forward or we're putting the kids to bed. And so we start it and then we pause it.
Oh, okay.
And then
parenting things.
Yeah, man, it's crazy how that works. Like, I'll tell you what, I've been watching more and more sporting events, not live.
Oh, you'd like pause it. You're going to become my parents. Listen, my parents will record. Like, they loved watching the Chiefs games. And if they had to miss it, they'd record it and they'd watch it later that night. And I'm like, guys, defeats the purpose. But they're not on social media, so it's not like they would see. Like, they
that. That's, I avoid my phone. Mm-hmm. Like, I just put my phone somewhere and I'm like, I don't want to hear. And so I can watch the game, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours later, and that's great.
That's funny. I think it's a mark of getting older that you don't watch sports games.
Well, that's just time. I mean, that it's just stage of life because of kids. You're doing things like the Kansas game last weekend. They played Baylor.
Okay.
And the game was at 3:00 on Saturday. Well, my son was turning 3, and we were having a birthday party. At 3:00. So I had to record it. And I recorded it, had the birthday party, hung out with the kids, put them to bed. I didn't watch it till 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. And I got to watch the whole thing without anybody spoiling it for me because I didn't ever look at my phone.
That's funny, Latrice.
And like no one at the birthday party knew because we just were at the birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was great.
Do you think that's better to watch it when you like can totally commit to watching it instead of having it at the background of something?
No, I'd rather watch it live. Okay. 99, I mean, 100%.
You'd rather have it in the background if that's an option.
Yeah.
Even if you can't like totally be invested in watching
it. Yeah. But it's just, it wasn't working out. So I, whatever, and just record it. Cool. And people think it's stupid. It's like, the game's already over. I know, but I'm still cheering. Like, you still cheer like mm-hmm. it's happening.
Yep. Great. My parents and you are the only two that I ever have known that have done this.
Yeah. I don't like to admit it.
Oh, well, I don't have any sports crazy thing, but I do have a good rom-com for people to watch.
Oh, great. What is it?
It's called The Story Life of A.J. Vickery.
What?
I know. And it doesn't have good Rotten Tomato, but it has a great, what's the audience score? The audience score is like 88% on it.
Okay.
And it was really good. It was like, it was kind of an emotional roller coaster.
Where'd you find this one?
On Hulu. I recently like changed my Disney package to include Hulu. So I've been like watching stuff on Hulu that I haven't seen in like years.
But why would you watch a rom-com?
Like I love rom-coms.
Even, okay.
It's my favorite genre of movies.
Okay.
Like,
so even if
superhero and rom-coms are right at the top together.
So I got a feeling it probably wasn't very good.
No, this one was good. Listen, the Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher one, Your Place or Mine on Netflix, yeah. It was fine. It was cheesy.
And this one's called Letter, what?
One is called The Story Life of A.J. Vickery.
Vickery.
And it made me laugh. It made me cry. I felt feelings that I haven't felt in a while. Like, it was just a really good roller coaster of a rom-com. I give it 4 out of 5 bookstores.
Oh, so it's like You Got Mail.
No, it's not like You Got Mail. Trust me, it's much different.
Just because you said bookstore, yeah. That's the only thing.
But it is placed in a bookstore, and that's like the scene of a lot of things.
So it's like unrealistic because there's not very many big bookstores anymore.
Well, it's realistic because it's in a very small town, and in small towns,
they have bookstores. Yeah. You are correct.
So there you go. Watch that one. One thing before we go into our next thing, we've been talking a lot about Leo and his dating younger women.
Yes.
And I want to know something. If you could date any famous person, that's older than you.
Oh, older than me.
Not younger.
Oh, man.
Regardless of age, who would it be? And I'll let you think about this. Because
you don't have to let me think.
You know? You got it off the top of your head?
Well, there's a lot.
I know, but I want you to like think and figure out your one person that you would date regardless of age.
Easy.
Who is it?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry?
Halle Berry.
How old is Halle Berry?
55.
Is she? Why, how do you know that so quickly? How did you know that? She's 56, but you were close.
She must have just had a birthday.
Yeah. How did you know that? Do you know her birthday?
No, I have no idea. I just estimated how old she is. I just guesstimated.
Okay. So that would be your age crush?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. Isn't that a song? Halle Berry. Is that why you're saying it that
way? It should be
whatever it is.
I don't know. She's amazing.
I believe that song. Mine would be Pedro Pascal. Do you know who that is?
No.
He was in Mandalorian. He's now in The Last of Us on HBO Max.
Never heard. What's his name?
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah.
Why do you call it Pedro?
I don't know. Listen.
I mean, say it again.
I've never heard his name out loud, so this is me just sounding it out. Pedro Pascal. Pascal? I don't know.
Okay, I see him.
Yeah. He's very attractive. And okay. I love him as the Mandalorian, and his voice is really deep.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got Halle Berry, I got Pedro.
Yeah. I would have never known this guy's name.
Have you seen him before in anything?
I've seen him. Once I type him in, I'm like, yeah, but I don't know what I saw him in.
That's fair. Well, those are ours. Those are our age crushes.
Yeah.
Let's call them that.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Coming in at the next spot, we have Lunchbox and I, who talked about some recent Uber stories and some crazy things that happened in them. Lunchbox had like a wild dancer as a driver. I had two people in my Uber and it was not a shared Uber. Just wild Uber experiences.
What's crazy to me though is I tried to take a cab.
Yeah.
Because I walk out of the Ryman after the $1 million show and there's a cab there. Actually, there's two. And they're the same company and I walk... like, oh man, how much it take me? And I give him my address, which is not but 10 minutes, 8 minutes from where we were at.
Okay.
And he types in my address and he goes, oh, that'll be $50. And I said, do you understand you're a dying breed?
You told the taxi driver that he was a dying breed.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, this thing called taxi, you want to know why no one's getting in it? Because you charge outrageous prices like that. Mm-hmm. Get the hell out of here.
What did he say?
He was like, $50.
Mm. No, like, no negotiating, huh?
No, I was like, get lost. So then I ordered a Lyft, $13. I mean, it's like, what? Like,
you know,
what planet do you think you're on, taxi cabs, that you can just charge me $50?
I think the reason they can down near Broadway is because sometimes the Ubers and Lyfts can't get down there. And sometimes it's the only way for people to get out. And when somebody's drunk and they just want to get out, they'll pay it. I think that's why.
It's just a dirty thing. I mean, that was the problem with taxi cabs, is they would just charge you take you roundabout ways and be crazy. And
yeah, and they had no, there isn't like a structure of pay. Like they can just charge whatever.
Yes, and there's no checks and balances. Because you cannot report them to anybody because they're like, oh, well, I don't know what cab I'm in. I was just in a cab.
You know, the only time I've ridden in a taxi or cab was in New York City, and it was a wild experience. Oh, I felt like I was going to
crazy.
Die. Yes.
Yeah.
For the 5 minutes, I was like, I am never riding in one of these again. I will now take the subway.
It's like my friend back in Austin one time, he got in a cab, passes out in the back, and he woke up and the cab was just driving around the mall parking lot.
What?
Just racking up that meter.
How much did he have to pay?
I don't know what happened. I don't remember if he fought it or just like got out of the cab. Like when he got home, he said, I ain't paying that crap. But something along those lines.
But the taxi driver then knows where he lives.
That's a great point. I don't know how it... I can't remember how it...
Was he drunk and passed out? Is that what
happened? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he just like fell asleep. He was tired. Because then that's even worse. Because dang, I was just really tired.
No. The taxi cab knew he was drunk. And so he's just driving around the mall parking lot.
Dude, that's so mean. So it's not like the movies where like the taxi cab drivers actually help people.
No. It's not like your rom-coms were like, oh, let me get you there, honey. Oh, let me say... No. It was like dirty, shady. It's like one time I was in Vegas. We were there and I was going to go get audio because I used to cover the iPhone releases. And get people in line and call them nerds for waiting in line. And what's so exciting about an iPhone?
That's hilarious.
So I took one from the hotel and it went out and it cost me like $30 to get to this mall where the Apple store was. Okay. And then so I get a cab on the way back and he drives right down the strip. It was $6.
Are you serious?
And I'm like, dang, man, that guy got me. Got me good.
See, that is what's nice about these Ubers, even though there's like crazy things that happen with them, is that you can watch the track they're taking and be like, yeah, no. And you can refute it. Like, you can say no, like, they took the long route.
Yeah. And you know, it's weird, as everybody calls it, says Uber. Why does no one do Lyft?
I have both. But Uber, for me, for whatever reason, tends to be less expensive, unless it's like a surcharge happening, and then Lyft is less expensive.
I just never downloaded Uber because Lyft was the first thing that was here, mm-hmm. and they had the pink mustaches, and I was like, that is so funny. And that's the only one I use. And so now I just don't even think about Uber.
Yeah. I go back and forth. It just depends.
Like, Uber just sounds so, like, snobby to me.
Uber. It doesn't. It, to me, it sounds like it's from a spacecraft.
Like, Lyft sounds like, oh, that's my type of people.
Lyft.
But I mean, what's funny is the drivers would do both. They have both
of them.
Yeah,
they're both of them.
Yeah.
That's what, especially, like, if I can't find a driver, I'll switch back and forth because they're probably on the other app.
So funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was an interesting ride, though. I'll tell you that.
Speaking of Uber and your phone, I want to tell you something that I think has gone too far. Okay.
Go for it.
So I was driving past this restaurant the other day. I hadn't seen it before, brand new, didn't know anything about it.
Did it look good?
Yeah, it looked good. It was a little pizza joint.
Ah,
it looked pretty cool.
Good.
And the setting looked awesome, so maybe I'll go there. But I'm driving past it, and like 1 minute later, I pull into a parking garage, and I'm sitting there, and I grab my phone. I get an email that pops up to my Gmail account, and it's for this restaurant. Never heard about him, never signed up for anything, nothing. I've never seen this.
How did they get
before.
Your phone number?
I don't know. And I think it happened because I drove by the restaurant, my location and time, and somehow they also have my freaking Gmail account and sent me an email to promote their restaurant. The email was a promotional email saying, hey, come see us. We're new. Isn't that wild?
That's why you can't be using all this technology all the time.
Is that
like people spying on you? It's just not cool. Like, it's so annoying. And that, I don't know. I used to not use GPS like in my car because I thought the government was watching.
Mm.
Like, I didn't want anybody to know. But now every once in a while I'll use Waze on my phone, but not very often because I pretty much know how to get places in the city.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going on a trip or something, I get it. But for the most part, I don't use it. But yeah, that is so bizarre and so weird, and I don't know how to handle that.
Like, I know. Like, they somehow figured
like
out my geolocation.
Like, how do they spy on you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have Wi-Fi on?
No. I turn it off when I leave the house because it, like, drains your battery.
Yeah, I don't want people to know where I'm at. I turn Wi-Fi off.
It doesn't have anything to do with Wi-Fi. Oh. It's, like, the location of your phone. It's the pinging the cell towers and where your phone's at. But the fact that they can now email me without having access to my email?
Yeah, without even knowing.
Because technically, you're supposed to have to approve for people to send you emails. Even if it's like, say you go and order something, you're like, yeah, send me promotional emails or whatever.
Do you know how many times I say, yes, send me promotional?
When? How many?
None.
Me either.
But they still send me, I mean, I still get crap from all these places. And it's like, why, what is going on? I don't understand. I hate you. Like my Hotmail account.
Your Hotmail account.
Yeah, that's what I still use. So the other day I was looking at it, I was like, your storage is low. Would you like to upgrade for a certain dollars a month? I'm like, I didn't know Hotmail had a limit. So I had to sit there and go through and delete over 3,000 emails.
Oh, you don't like delete them as they come in?
No, because I don't ever check my email.
Oh, this Hotmail just sits there out in the universe.
No, that's my Hotmail, though. That's my main account. Okay. Like, that's my main.
This is your main account. That's my main email. You don't ever check your
email. And I don't ever check it. Well, I don't ever use email. I mean, I don't email people. And that's what's funny because our job, or at least I don't have to email a lot of people. And so I don't really know how to, my etiquette on email is not very good.
Mm, like you're one of those emailers.
Yeah. And so I am just like, I don't really get it. So I had to sit there and delete and delete. And I'd type in keywords like, da 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 da. And then say, pull up a bunch. I'd be like, delete all conversations. And so I deleted over 3,000 emails.
I bet you had a lot of fun doing that.
No, it was really annoying, actually. Because it's weird, because like you type in one, and it would only let you do 75. Like, it's like you type in like Groupon.
You know, this reminds me of the other day when we were all going to Abby's Predators game.
No.
And to watch her sing the national anthem. And we get a text in our group message from Lunchbox, our show group message. And he goes, how the hell do I get my tickets from the computer to the phone? And you cannot figure out how to get your tickets to your phone. And all the responses, like this whole thread of people were trying to help you and you could not get it figured out.
Do you understand that I still don't know how to do it?
Who did it for you? How'd you get
it? No. My wife and I spent an hour, so don't act like it was just me. It was not working. It kept saying, oh, it should be in your account. And I would log into my account, and it's still, I can go into my account right now. I'll show you my Ticketmaster right now.
Wait, so how'd y'all get in?
We had to go to the Predators website and use their stuff. Like, I still don't understand it.
Yeah, listen, I will say the Ticketmaster trying to get your tickets to your phone and stuff is kind of a disaster.
Yeah.
But it was just funny that you sent that in our show group message and everybody was trying to help you, but not really help you. It was chaos.
I wish I could show you my past events, because it still did not show up in my Ticketmaster account.
That's okay.
And I don't understand it.
No, I'm just picturing you doing the email thing and knowing that this happened to you with Ticketmaster.
It was driving me insane because it was just like, oh yeah, now go to your Ticketmaster app and it'll be there. No, it's not.
Have you also cleaned off your desktop anytime recently?
I think I did clean it up a little bit.
You did? But from the last time that I showed it?
Let me see.
On Instagram, and people were giving you a hard time because I have a very clean desktop with nothing on it and you have things everywhere.
Yeah, I've cleaned it up a little bit. Not a lot.
Oh, no, it's not. Guys, it's not cleaned up at all. Lunchbox. So you're either a Lunchbox or a Morgan in this situation. And my desktop on my computer is clean. There's nothing on it. And everything on my email and all my things are sorted into folders, very organized. And then there's a Lunchbox who...
It's a lot cleaner than it was.
Oh, my goodness. That's just so much anxiety looking at it. There, he has photos, screenshots, all kinds of things just plastered all over the desktop of his laptop.
What's wrong with
that?
There's
no organization whatsoever.
No, there is organization.
How is there organization? Is it organized chaos?
Yes, that's exactly how my life is.
Okay.
Just like, I mean, who keeps a calendar? Like, I don't keep a calendar.
Everybody keeps a calendar.
You know what I do?
Most people keep a calendar.
Just put it up in the dome.
Yeah. How often have you forgotten something, though?
Never.
You've never forgotten anything?
Never. Never. I don't forget appointments where I'm supposed to be. It's all up in the dome.
So, like, an appointment that's 6 months from now, you're going to remember it.
I don't have an appointment from 6 months from now.
A dentist appointment to get your teeth cleaned?
No, I just
They always make those 6 months out.
No, I just make those when I'm going to Austin.
Oh, so you call them. That's why. You don't have any type of planned thing set up. That's why.
No.
You don't need a calendar. Mm.
Yeah, so what do I need? I got it all up in the dome.
Yeah, I have to do OBGYN a year out. I got to do dentist 6 months out. Like, there has to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
And you... Man, all right. Well, there's Lunchbox.
I hate to tell you, I got a steel trap up here.
Steel trap, whatever you say. And at the number four spot, Lunchbox shared a pro tip on how to Valentine's like a boss. And we're not going to mention anything here because we're going to give it away if we say anything.
just know, guys, get a pen and paper, take some notes. Take some notes right here. It's going to save you a lot of heartache, anger, frustration, and money.
Well, just make sure to do it next year because you're a little late at this point.
Well, yeah, that now it's probably they're probably all gone. But I'm just telling you, this is going to change your life, and you're going to be like, Lunchbox, thank you, Lunchbox.
Pro tip for all the Valentines moving forward. But listen, can I tell you something that happened on a dating app recently, Lunchbox?
Yeah, you can actually.
So I got this message from a guy on a dating app, and it was a alert red flag right away for me.
What?
For two reasons.
What did he do?
So we were messaging back and forth. The conversation seemed good.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, it was great. Woo!
We're starting to get some sparks.
No sparks. We hadn't met yet. Just messaging. But he sends...
Well, message sparks.
Message sparks, yes. But then he sends a message and he says, I still can't believe you matched with me. I got when I tell you that, like, I got an immediate ick, Lunchbox.
What is wrong with that?
Let me tell you two reasons why. First of all, big lack of confidence. If you're going to match, if you match, you mutually match, you match. Like, you like each other. And the other reason why this alerted me.
Oh, my goodness. You women are so crazy.
No, I'm telling you. Lack of confidence is a big thing.
It's not lack of confidence. He's trying to give you a compliment. Like, he's trying to boost
you
up. You
can give me
a
compliment by saying you're beautiful. You don't have to say. That's me showing me that you don't believe in yourself.
Oh, man.
First of all.
This is why women are crazy.
But second of all, it was a catfish. You know why I know that? Because he wasn't verified. And you can verify to show that you are who you say you are on the app. And then as soon as I didn't respond to that in 30 minutes, he unmatched it. Because he knew I knew. I'm not kidding you. This is like a telltale sign of a catfish.
Huh.
You didn't think about it that way, did you? Because it's somebody else. And that's why he had insecurities, because he thought I matched with this guy. And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe you matched with me. And I'm seeing this guy, but that's not who it really was.
I don't know if you're accurate on that. I don't know. I can't tell you anything about catfishing because I've never been on the dating apps.
Have you ever been catfished?
No.
Yeah.
Because I've never been on a dating app.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's there's signs you can kind of pick up on something that somebody isn't quite who they say they are. And this is
back in the day, like when MySpace was around, you would talk to chicks or whatever, and you'd see them at a bar, and you're like, well, you have old pictures up because you do not look like that anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of catfishing in a way.
Yeah, kind of like a chick is a bartender and be like, oh, come by the bar. I'm like, all right, yeah. Oh, whoa, what happened?
Yes, if you don't have updated photos, in a way, it can come off as a catfish.
Yeah, so I didn't have dating apps, but you know what I mean? Chicks would hit me up on MySpace back in those days.
Good old MySpace.
It was great.
Yeah, so that happened to me, and it was an immediate no for me, but I'm glad it was for multiple reasons. Because, and let me tell you this, Lunch, if I'm going to talk to a guy, I'm not going to say to him, oh my God, I can't believe you matched with me. I'm going to say, dang, you're really handsome, or like, hey, you look good.
Fine.
You know, you're not. You got confidence in yourself. The one thing you're not going to say is, I can't believe you matched with me. Right? Would you ever say that?
No, I don't think I would. But
because you got a lot of confidence in yourself.
Yeah, but you need to help the guy out. Like,
no, see, this is where I have learned I can't do anymore. I'm no longer helping men figure themselves out. Okay,
but poor guy. Like,
that's on him. You got to go figure that out. You got to figure out confidence. You coming in with me?
So you'd rather have an egotistical dude who's like, yeah, I know I'm good looking. Get off me.
No.
I don't know.
I don't want him to be conky. I want him I don't want him to be conky. I want him to rot.
Yeah, I don't know what conky is. I don't know what conky is, but like, that's something you guys do in Wichita.
Why can't I say that word? I don't want him to be cocky. I want him to be confident.
Okay.
Because insecurities just end up like festering into their relationship. Trust me, I've seen it happen. And I felt it happen, and it is not fun when somebody's got insecurities going in. You can have flaws. You can have all kinds of things going on. But insecurities, like, leads to a lot of insecurities within a relationship. You know?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's true. It's been so long since I've had to worry about that crap.
I know. I'm teaching you lessons right now, but I'm just telling you what it's like for me out here.
It's a rough world out there in the dating world. You know, those dating apps, it's tread lightly. Tread lightly.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I also loved this next moment that happened on the show this week. We had the Wreckers in. They reunited for the $1 Million show, and then they came in for an interview in the studio.
You know what they did?
What they did?
They wrecked it.
You've been waiting to use that pun.
No, it just came to me right when you said that.
You were so clever. Bravo.
Thank you.
I'll give you a golf clap for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, they were awesome.
I'll be here all weekend.
It was really good to hear from them because I love Leave the Pieces. Have you heard that song before, Lunch?
I think I have heard that song before.
Just when they came in?
No, I think I'd heard it before, but I wouldn't have been able to tell you who sang it, or I can't sing it back to you right now.
Okay. Leave the pieces when you go.
No, it's pieces of me.
No.
That's Ashley Simpson.
How did you remember that song of all the songs to remember?
How do I remember that song?
Yeah. I know what song you're talking about, but I was shocked when you just said Ashley. Yeah.
That's right, huh? Uh-huh. Dang, I'm good at life.
That's good. Okay, well,
that's what's so weird is I don't know anything about music. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
You just get random tidbits and information.
Random crap is what sticks in my head. Random music crap.
No, I think all random crap gets stuck in your head.
Yeah, probably right. Yeah. Probably right.
Well, again, love this interview. Go check it out, bobbybones.com. It's all up there. You can either listen to it on the Best Bits Part 2 that's going to come out, or you can do it on bobbybones.com. But Lunchbox.
Yeah.
We're going to do something. I'm going to give you a little quiz.
I got a question about Wreck-It. Have you ever seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yeah, I love Wreck-It Ralph. There's two of them.
Is it good?
It's great.
Okay.
Are you going to watch it with the kids?
Yeah, I've been trying it. Well, when I tried to watch it the first time, they only had Wreck-It Ralph 2 on there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, the kids won't understand because they haven't seen Wreck-It Ralph 1. I don't know if you have to see both of them, but I assume you have to watch it in order.
I don't think kids even know that they need to be in order. I think they just know that there's
But if I'm going to watch it, I want to at least know what the backstory is for me. Mm-hmm. So I need to find Wreck-It Ralph 1.
I'm surprised it's not on there right now, but...
But this was a long time ago. I haven't gone back and looked. Yeah. So I just...
Yeah, sometimes they randomly have like the second, but not the first. But it is a really good movie.
Makes no sense.
I like them. I like those characters.
Okay, now go ahead.
Now you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so if you're over the age of 35, which you're how old, Lunchbox?
I am 41.
Yep, which we established earlier.
Yeah, we did a math problem.
There's a possibility you don't know what these emojis actually mean.
Oh, I'll guarantee I don't know what emojis mean because I don't... use emojis. Like, I do not send emojis.
Okay, so I want to tell you these emojis, and I want you to tell me what you think they're used for.
I will give it my best shot.
And I'll tell you what they're actually used
for. Okay, because my whole thing is, I can't believe people actually spend time to go and then search for an emoji to say something. Why not just say it? It's so much easier just to type it out than go type in what you're looking for. So by typing in what emoji... But by the time you type in what emoji you're searching for, you could have just written that in a text.
Hey, leave me alone. I like my emojis.
Am I right? Like,
no, you're not. I love my emojis.
But do you have to go in there and write happy face, smiley? Like,
no, I just go look for it. I'm really quick with it. I can probably send an emoji faster than you can send one word text.
Doubt it.
No, I promise. I bet I could.
Doubt it. Well, yeah, any emoji, but if it's the right emoji, I mean.
Hey, all of my active ones are in the most used. They're in the right at the top.
Okay, go ahead. Give me the emoji.
The loudly crying face, basically where he's sobbing, crying.
No, it's because you're laughing so hard you're
crying.
No,
that's not the laughing, crying face where he's like legitimately crying.
Don't know I've ever seen it then.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is...
Can you pull it up and show it to me because...
Yeah, you don't use it because
Like when you said the crying one, that's laughing hysterically.
There's multiple crying ones. This one.
Oh, don't leave me.
No, it means this is guilty pleasure laughter or laughing at something you shouldn't be laughing at.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's no way that's accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's accurate for. Okay, now rolling on the floor laughing, which is this one. I'm showing him these emojis as I describe them to you guys.
Well, then they're rolling on the floor laughing. It's something hilarious.
It does mean laughter.
Laughing at someone else.
But it should only be used when someone is trying to make someone mad, specifically when you are roasting somebody. You're 0 for 2. Okay.
There's no way that emoji can... No one knows that emoji means that.
There is a different communication online when you are utilizing certain phrases, certain emojis.
But do you understand? Do you understand? If you asked 100 people on the street, not one person would say, you can only use that emoji when you're roasting someone. Nobody would say that.
Lunchbox, the point of this is that people over 35 will not know. But under 35 will.
There is no way... under 35, if I showed them that emoji, be like, oh, that's the one you're supposed to use when you're roasting someone. No one says that crap.
If you do under age 35, you'll probably find at least 50% yes.
I die.
I knew these. Like, this is why I'm sharing this with you.
No, you did not.
I promise you.
So you've never used that emoji then?
Yes, I have.
No, because then you're using...
I roast my friends.
No, stop. Stop. Go ahead.
It is. Or like, I use another one for roasting that I think is hilarious, where it's just the single teardrop. If I'm like...
No, that's not accurate because that is not a roasting
one. That's not on this list.
Sorry, you use it wrong.
Anyways, hot face, which is like the red face with the tongue sticking out and like sweat dropping down their face.
Oh yeah, you ate something spicy and like, oh my God, it's killing me.
No, this means you're physically attracted to somebody. Yeah, they're like hot.
Stupid. No, it's so okay. Dumb.
The cat with tears of joy.
Well, I wouldn't even have a. You're putting on a face like you're acting like someone you're not. I've never seen that.
This one is used to mock somebody. It's ironic. It's sarcastic. Use it to mock somebody.
Oh my gosh.
You're doing terrible at this quiz.
But yeah, but these aren't real.
These are real. This is how people communicate online. This is what you call digital communication.
No, that
this is the slightly smiling face where it's just a little smile.
Like you're annoying, but I'm gonna entertain the thought.
In a way, it's very patronizing. It's like it can be used positively, but it's also very patronizing. So like it could be used as like a death threat. If you get this, you should run. It's like
a passive aggressive thing.
A little bit, yes.
Is what I was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. I nailed it. Boom.
You got one. You did get one. I'll give it to you. Now, the upside down smiley face.
See, these are ones you would not.
I use this one often.
I'm head over heels for you.
No. This one. Why would you think I would use that? I just said I used it often, give you an idea of something. And you go, head over heels.
Like my wife's a mess.
It's passive aggressive. It's slightly more aggressive than the other one that we just talked about. See, mm-hmm. What about the thumbs up emoji? Do I need to show you that one?
No, I know what a thumbs up means. Like that's a more sarcastic, like, okay, like, uh-huh, sure.
Yeah, it's definitely more hostile, passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You got two. I'm so proud right now.
Dang, I'm amazing.
Okay, what about...
If anybody under 35 is listening to this, please tell me that you only use that one emoji. Oh, because when you're roasting. If not, you're using it. Stupid. No, you don't.
What about the person walking emoji?
Like, I'm out of here. I'm walking away from this. Like, I'm not going to touch that. Like,
yeah, it's like Irish goodbye in emoji form. Like, awkward situation and peace out.
Okay, see?
Yeah.
I don't want to be here.
Okay, this is a sports one, so you better nail it. You better get it. It's the fishing one, the fishing pole.
Oh, you're fishing for compliments. Like you're thirsting for like someone tell you look good or something.
Dang, you nailed that one. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Fishing for compliments or validation.
Yeah.
Look at you go. Okay. And the prayer emoji that's actually not prayer emojis, it's hand slapping together, but everyone uses it for a prayer emoji. What does that one
mean? Let me see it.
Okay, hold on.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm not 100% accurate on this.
It's like this. There it is. I don't use it that often once I found out it wasn't actually a prayer emoji.
Bless your heart.
No, I don't know what this is. These are praying hands, not a high five. So it's basically like people use it. I gave you the answer. They're using it as a prayer emoji when it's actually a high five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That one doesn't even count because you don't even know what it means.
Well, I explained it. I just didn't realize I gave you the answer.
I would have said it was praying, so I don't know what. And then you're like, it's not praying. So I'm like, well, then I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's
It's technically high fiving. I didn't know that.
But okay. Yes, it's the high five.
Got it. But yeah, it was that was a bad question to ask.
But then there's people that argue that it was and so listen, that's a controversial one because nobody knows. Okay.
Who comes up with these lists? No, not the inventor of the emoji.
This is USA Today.
Okay, well, USA Today is wrong.
And emojis, I think
my mom used
called?
To work for USA Today. Shout out, Mom.
Oh, shout out, Mama Lunchbox.
She's not listening.
Mama Box, actually.
Mama
Lunchbox. That one felt weird.
Her name's Hatbox.
Hatbox.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was fun. Thank you for answering. And you did not terrible, but you didn't do great.
You know what emoji I'm doing to you right now?
Passive aggressive one?
Yeah, this half smile face, whatever you call it.
Not happy with me? Okay, well, this one's a funny story that happened on the show this week. Amy put Kool-Aid in her toilet to basically get her water bill down. And there's a whole thing. Basically, there was a big debate that happened when she told the story.
I don't know. I'm not even going to get into it.
You're not going to get into it?
No.
We'll just leave it as what it is and they can hear it?
Yeah, I'm whatever, yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to admit something to you. I want to make a confession.
Okay. These are my confessions. Confession. You know who sings that?
Usher.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great singing intro. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, I've always been...
Usher used to be good. Whatever happened
to him? He's still good.
Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around. He's still good. I always have been a terrible gift giver. Okay. This is not one of my good qualities. Okay. I don't give good gifts. And I try really hard. And
I already
try
know
and
what
come
you're
going to
tell
things.
Me.
What do you think I'm going
to
say?
That you gave away what I gave you for your birthday to someone else.
Oh, gosh,
you didn't have
no.
A good
I
present.
Love that. Oh. I love the gift you gave me. I haven't used it yet, but I'm so excited
Never
to use
mind.
It.
Go ahead. All right.
No. So I try really hard. No, that'd be funny, but no. I try really hard when I give people gifts, but it normally ends up ending flat because it doesn't work.
Okay.
And I know my sister loves ice cream. So for her birthday, one of the things I sent her was pints of ice cream. And it was from this place that I went to when I went out in Washington, and it was really great ice cream, and I was super excited to send it to her.
So your sister lives in Washington?
No, she lives in Wichita. They send pints of ice cream.
So you...
got it delivered.
From Washington to Wichita.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Sent some
pints. I never even thought about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like Jenny's here. They sell it. I've sent that to her before. She loves ice cream. That's like her thing.
Got it.
And so I had sent this place that I newly found and was like obsessed with top favorite ice cream places. Like, oh, she'll love this. And she did love the flavors that I sent her. But I also sent her some other flavors to try. And one of the flavors that I thought was just a red velvet flavor was actually ice cream that had adaptogenic mushrooms in it.
Mushrooms in ice cream?
Yeah, in special mushroom sauce box.
No, there's no. They can't be.
They were adaptogenic mushrooms.
No. They cannot legally sell hallucinogenic mushrooms in their stuff.
They're not total, but they are a version of it. It literally says on the pint. My sister sent me a picture of it, and it says making magic with ice cream combined with adaptogenic mushrooms. Now let me tell you what those are. I'm sharing you the definitions.
Mushrooms.
They are mushrooms that help reduce the effects of stress on your body. So, like, they are a form of mushrooms, special mushrooms.
They do not act on the mind or perception.
So, like, they're not, like, the full-blown, right? But, like, they are a version of
It protects the liver, lowers your risk of cancer. It all is good things. It doesn't mess with your mind.
It's still a special mushroom, okay?
But it's not going to send you on a trip if you eat them.
No, but it's still like, it's almost like I just didn't realize. When I hit this, I thought it was just like straight up red velvet ice cream. I didn't realize.
I mean, they do say some side effects are nausea, diarrhea, and dry mouth. But it's nothing like you're going to get a buzz.
No, but it's still a special mushroom.
Yeah, see, I think you're overblowing this. I think you're acting like you gave her some, like, drugs, but you didn't. No, you just gave her some mushrooms.
She thought it was funny, but I was like, dang, I really, like, tried to get you a gift that I knew you would like, and it ended up having mushrooms.
We got disgusting mushrooms, but they're not like... It's not like you got her weed brownies.
No, but I'm telling you, the packaging definitely looks like it's special mushrooms.
Well, yes, I think they try to make it think that way. But so, that's funny. That's pretty gross. And I don't know why you'd want mushrooms in your ice cream. Did she taste it?
No, yeah, she said it did taste good.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, if there's mushrooms in your ice cream, it can't taste good.
Yeah, and that's just, like, it's just on par for how bad of a gift giver that I can be, Lunchbox. So,
it helps to read the packaging.
It would have. And I genuinely thought it was straight up red velvet. So that's my confession for the weekend.
That's your good confession. That's good.
That's what I'm bad at. So you got anything? You got anything to make me feel better? You have a confession?
No, I don't have any confessions.
No.
These are my confessions. This is that's when she was dating
Alicia Keys. Or did they date?
No.
Did they just do a collaboration?
I think they did a collaboration.
Listen, COVID has messed up my brain.
No, it was one of the girls from Destiny's Child, right?
Beyonce?
No, it wasn't Beyonce. The other one, T-Bob.
T-Bob.
Chili.
Excuse me.
Chili?
Destiny.
Oh, maybe he was with someone.
Child members. What? T-Bob? Michelle Williams? Kelly Rowland?
I think it was Kelly Rowland.
T-Bob. Where the heck did you get T-Bob out of that?
I don't know. I don't know who he's dating.
So, don't ask me. I'm not kidding you when I say you know how COVID is like, my smell's not back? My memory is also not the same. Since having COVID. Like, I cannot remember crap to save my life.
Was it? I don't know. And then he married his hairdresser or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't particularly care about Usher's dating history, but I appreciate that.
Because I think he had one on the way.
A little baby and then something happened?
No, he was supposed to get married, but then he was cheating and he had a baby on the way. Oh. And these are his confessions.
See, that's messy.
I think.
That's messy.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm a historian, so I may have nailed all those facts.
That's what you think. Well, coming in at the number one spot is the Million Dollar Show, the biggest thing, a part of this, was that that event eclipsed over $20 million raised for St. Jude, which is just incredible over the course of time. And it's shocking. Shocking. Are you just now using adjectives again?
No, I'm just saying I'm on here again and I'm not the number one thing.
Oh, well, can you not take away from this? This is a really good thing.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm not number one.
I hear you, but you're on the list multiple times.
That's all right.
Okay.
I don't remember what list I did. I don't even remember the one that we did 2 minutes ago.
Lunchbox?
I really
you're
don't.
You're on for three of these and you don't even
was
remember.
I?
Yes.
I was on.
I'm not even going to repeat them because you're on your own now.
If I had to guess, it was V-Day Like a Boss.
Mm-hmm. That was one of them.
There was another one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What you got? You got, no, yeah, see, exactly. Behavioral therapist and our Uber stories.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So this is at the number one spot. Really awesome. And now that I've made a confession, I now have some good news to share. And Lunchbox has gotten to hear and see this whole process happen. But I am officially a temporarily mother of two.
But you're going to adopt it, right? Isn't that what your plan is?
Well, I didn't even say yet. I just said I'm temporarily a mom of two, and you just said you're going to adopt it.
Well, people know that you're not. You don't have kids. People yeah, know that, kids. So they
hey,
know.
But maybe I did. Maybe I.
Okay,
chose to
all
foster.
Of a sudden you just got a kid. Yeah, no, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, I am currently fostering a cat from the Nashville Humane Society.
She's turning into a cat lady.
Well, I still have Remy, so technically I'm a dog and cat lady. Yeah, I got both.
But what happens when you go cat, you never go back.
Yeah, I did. I had a cat growing. Listen, this is the thing.
Don't become cat lady where you get 12 cats. Do not. Your house will stink. Everybody will hate you and you will have no friends.
That's rude. I love cats. I love all animals. Growing up, we had.
No, I get liking all animals, but don't turn into the lady that is single and has 12 cats that smell up her house
no,
and everything smells like urine.
Single and has a cat and a dog. Okay. I'm cat dog lady.
Okay.
Dog cat, cat dog. Okay. But so crazy story. I think I told you this, Lunchbox, but she came. So the Humane Society of the United States had come in and there was over 170 cat hoarding situation in Mississippi. And this is where she came from.
Don't Mississippi me.
Okay. I'm telling you a serious story. I need you to focus.
I'm focused. You went down to Mississippi with the Humane Society.
I didn't go down to. Oh. Oh my goodness. The Humane Society of the United States did. Like, that's how big this was.
Okay.
This big organization came in and Nashville Humane took in 35 of them.
Got it.
And Hazel, who's now my foster cat, was one of them. And she's a Siamese, which is what I've been looking at to potentially adopt, depending on how Remy does. And so far they've had a few interactions and things are going great.
Good.
They are bonding. They're not getting mad at each other. Remy's definitely anxious and is not quite sure of the situation. But overall, we're doing good.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah,
that's
they
always
both
a
love
positive.
Attention. She loves attention.
So they're just like their mom.
Yeah, you know, we all love attention, right? We all love love.
Love is love is love.
Yeah, so everybody keeps saying she's going to be a foster fail, but I don't know. Again, I'm waiting to make any decisions until I really get to see how Remy and her interact. And she has some dental surgery that has to happen and a lot of factors. She's
about
8 years old.
Oh, the dental surgeries is the worst. She's mm-hmm. 8 years old?
Yep, her and Remy are the same age.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So she looks like a kitten, though. She's teeny tiny.
Oh, man, so she's like towards the end.
No, cats live for like 18 years.
Oh.
She's not even had half her life yet.
Never mind. My bad.
My last cat that I had she was 18 before she passed.
That's a long time to have a cat.
Yeah, I had her literally my entire life. It was wild. When I lost her, it was really hard because I was like, I only know life with you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That is weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they both haven't even hit their golden years.
Oh, they're
yet.
In their prime right now.
Yeah,
they're
we
in their
live
prime.
In. So yeah.
You should mate them.
Okay, then no. No, absolutely not. First of all, both of them are spayed, so like all clear. But no, I would never do
Can
that.
You do
that's
that?
Terrible. No.
No.
That's where the TV show Cat Dog came from.
There's a TV show called Cat Dog?
Yeah, there was a cartoon when I grew up. That's why I was saying I'm the cat dog lady. Oh. I think it was cat dog.
I got a question. Honestly,
cat
like,
dog.
Could a cat and a dog have a baby?
You really never saw this cartoon, Cat Dog?
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
Yeah. It's hilarious. This is one of my favorite cartoons.
Question.
What?
Can a cat and a dog really have a baby?
I don't think so, Lunchbox. I don't think anybody should try and find out.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I just wondered.
Because I don't think that's safe. I don't think it'd be safe for anything.
Well, I don't think it's safe for a freaking 100-pound dog to hook up with a poodle, but they do it.
Yeah. That's
that can't be
bad.
Safe, but they do it.
burning. Yeah, that stuff is bad. But well, I get, you don't, do you have good news? We're going to stay in the good news realm.
Oh, I got great news.
Is it actually good news?
Yeah, my middle son turned 3 years old.
No.
So I've kept two humans alive for 3 years.
Technically, oh yeah, because the other one's four. Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
but four.
No. So I've kept two humans alive for 3 years. That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
What'd you guys do for his birthday?
We just threw some toys in the backyard and had some people over and we hung out in the backyard. That was it.
You know what I'm picturing is you literally chucking toys in the backyard and then just standing there and watching all the kids like fend for the toys.
Yeah, we had some soccer balls. We had some like plastic pools with like plastic balls in them and some others like some the rocket missile, the missile launchers.
Oh, did you get him a bouncy house?
No, we borrowed a bouncy house. Like a friend had a bouncy house and we put it up.
I was going to say, every, like, up until they're like, what, maybe six or seven? Bouncy house.
No. You don't need to overdo it. Like, people throwing these extravagant parties at like 3 years old, like, it's crazy.
It doesn't have to be extravagant, but a bouncy house keeps them occupied for hours.
Oh, but this bouncy house was amazing. Like, it was great. I mean, it wasn't a big one. It's a small one. It just has a thing, a slide on it. Like, it wasn't like a ropes course or whatever. It was like literally bounce and then slide down the little slide. Like it was really easy and the kids loved it and we had a blast and we had so much fun and he had a great time. And yeah.
You didn't have a theme?
No.
No theme? It wasn't like Nashville Soccer or Nashville Predators?
Our theme was outside and don't mess up our house.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Was it a good day outside?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
What kind of food do you have?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
And then we were like, oh, did we get enough? So then we ordered pizza, and then we had way too much food.
So you had pizza, Chick-fil-A, bouncy house, and soccer balls. It sounds like a perfect party for a three-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, that was it. And they just ran around, being crazy.
Well, I'm super proud of you, Lunchbox. You've kept some humans alive, and that's pretty awesome.
I think that's a pretty big deal, because a lot of people doubted me. They're like, oh, you're an idiot. And I'm like, yeah, guess what? An idiot can raise kids.
Well, I don't know that we should go that far, but I think you can raise kids, and you're also not an idiot.
Well, I know, but people do say that, but there are idiots out there that do raise kids, so, I mean, it can be done.
Okay, well, there you have it, folks. That's how we're going to wrap this little baby up.
Good, man. I've been up here on a Saturday. I'm ready to get ready my weekend started.
Everybody knows we're not up here on a Saturday, but, you know, you go ahead. You lie to the people.
I'm not lying. I'm just telling you, it's a Saturday, and I am tired. Like, I'm working 6 days a week. It's just not in my DNA. But I do it for you guys. You know, all the extra hustle and grind that I put in, no one respects it, you know, but we're just out here working hard, Morgan, and they're out there.
Well, I respect that you came up and did this for me.
Yeah, they're enjoying their weekend, and we're like, hey, you know what? They need content. We'll be up here on a Saturday.
Thank you for hanging out with me and putting in some hard, overworked hours.
Yeah, my vocal cords.
Well, tell the people where they can find you, hear you, all that good stuff.
Definitely do not find me. No, they find me the Sword Losers.
His address is...
No. That's not funny. That's not funny. Find me rolling around town on a bike or in the Altima 05. Check me, Radio Lunchbox, on all the socials and the Sore Losers podcast. You can check it out, sorelosers.com. We have our own website. We don't update it very much, but it's there.
It is there. And y'all can find me at Web Girl Morgan on all the things. And of course, the show at Bobby Bones Show and BobbyBones.com for even more content that we didn't talk about this week on this part one. Or part two. So y'all have a fabulous weekend. Lunchbox, I hope you have a good rest.
I'm hoping I get a nap in today.
Yep, non-working weekend. Yep, I appreciate that for you. Bye, everyone. Yes, Bobby Bones.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.